Welcome to the Universe Next Door. Before I explain this upcoming series and what it's all about, the reason that I'm not posting an episode today is because we somewhat unexpectedly have to go up to Boston for a funeral, which I didn't know for certain was going to be this week, so I didn't have time to record, edit, and upload an episode, at least not to what I wanted it to be. I wouldn't have had enough time to put into it, and this topic that we're doing is pretty time intensive, mainly because I have to compile all the passages and have them in order. But this will be the first episode of a new series called Are You Sure You Know What That Verse Means? And the point of the series is not for me to necessarily tell you what the verse means or correct you with what the verse means, but there are some very, very interesting interpretations of verses that we've been used to hearing our whole lives that are just kind of staple passages, but might mean something, keyword, might mean something totally different than what we're used to viewing this passage as. And this has huge implications on the way that we read the Bible. So this upcoming week, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going through the promise given to Abram in Genesis 15, and it's of course repeated several times in Genesis. It's taken and applied by the Apostle Paul in Romans 4, but it might not mean what you think it means, especially if you're used to hearing the promise that God gives to Abram, that he would make his descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sands of the seashore. So that might mean something totally different than what you're used to thinking that it means, especially if you've always interpreted that as a quantitative thing. In other words, that Abram would have a lot of descendants, there'd be a large number of them. It might mean something totally different than that. So we're going to start with that, and I'm tempted to just get into it right now. But like I said, I wish I had time, and it's 1 a.m. right now, so I'm usually not up this late, but I am now. And I plan on getting into other passages in the series, such as Joshua making the sun stand still, and possibly even the story of David and Goliath, and potentially, probably actually, I'm almost certain I'll do this one, the Canaanite conquest that atheists and others often accuse God of genocide, and so we're going to probably get into that too, and some really good key reasons for the Israelite conquest of Canaan that we often miss, but is so important. And so the thing that I'll suggest you go do now, aside from hit follow so you don't miss any of this, whether you're an Apple or Spotify or whatever, just hit the follow button. I would check out the episode I recently did on the way Israel viewed the stars. I'll link that in the description, but I would definitely make sure that you check that out because that's going to help you a lot. I will slightly recap, but I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. I might reference back to it a few times. I almost certainly will. So make sure you check that episode out because it'll help you see where we're going with this. But with that being said, I am super pumped for the series. It's the best way I can think to sort of organize all of these episodes that I want to do in a creative and in a helpful way. And so I'm super excited for that. Otherwise, just make sure you check that episode out and pray for us. We're getting on a Boeing plane. That's an episode for another day. That's a whole psyop. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you back here next week, Tuesday night at 5 p.m. If I can get it out sooner, I will get it out sooner, but it'll probably be Tuesday night at 5 p.m. So we'll see you back here and hope you have a great week.